want to come in and see the place. Let's go inside.
Should I take my shoes off? Jeff Smith is a sculptor based in Boston. He was intrigued by the tiny house movement, but he realized that no one had made the tiniest house. The house he made is small enough to fit in his van.
People would ask me, of course, why don't I just live in the van? But I don't want to live in a van.
Jeff brought the tiny house with him on his annual trip to Cape Cod. He wasn't staying in the house, but he kept it in his front yard so that people might see it and ask what it was. It's painted bright green, has Pyrex pie plates for windows, and is made from all recycled materials. With wooden walls and an antique brass doorknob, it kind of looks like a small boat. It's on wheels, so he can roll it out of his van.
What is the point? To build the smallest house in the world. That's the point. Somebody had to do it. You had to see how small is too small for a house. And I'm sure anything smaller than this would be too small for a house. Mm-hmm. And is this too small for a house? Some people might say so.
It's 25 square feet, long enough to lie down in and tall enough to sit up in for someone of average height.
Okay, whoa. There's a frisbee on the ground, a fire extinguisher. Oh, and there is a stove and some water, a sink.
Here's the toilet. That frisbee covers a hole in the floor that leads to a desk drawer filled with kitty litter.
So you...
Well, technically you could. It's more of a proof of concept. I really invite people not to use it.
Jeff has the house listed on Airbnb for $55 a night. He offers to drop it off anywhere besides his driveway, but the guests have to find the spot.
Most people don't feel comfortable doing that. Everyone seems to want guarantees of for their safety and for their convenience and everything. And I can't do that. I'm not going to tell you where you can put it. You have to figure that out. And most people don't feel comfortable doing that.
Is it legal to leave it around, or would people be asked to move in the middle of the night?
These are all gray areas. That's part of, you know, part of the experiment is seeing what would happen.
What does make this wooden box a home and not just a wooden box?
Well, it's a house. Is it a home? I guess someone would have to live here all the time to make it a home. Why is this a house? Because you can live in it. You can live in it. You can poop in it if you wanted to. You can wash your face in it. You can make yourself some oatmeal in it. What else is a house, really? Should we take it out for a spin?
Yeah, where can we take it?
Okay, anywhere. Where do you want to go?
Let's take it to the beach.
Okay, we'll take it to the beach. Ready?
Yeah. Whoa!
How does it do on dirt roads?
It's better on pavement.
It's a house. Yeah, it's a house. You guys want to come check it out?
You now, right?
Oh my gosh, this is beachfront property.
Thanks for coming over, and you're welcome to stay in it.
I took Jeff up on his offer. We parked the house on the beach, and I brought some blankets and a pillow over. Jeff gave me a couple of flashlights, and around 9, I hunkered down for the night. We didn't know that the beach was such a hot spot for high school kids after dark. Fireworks went off at 11. That was scary. And then, kids who maybe didn't know I was inside of the house banged on the walls, and I heard someone say, "I think there's a dead dog in that thing." And around midnight, I was asked to leave.
I'm Corey.
Hi, I'm Lexi.
And you guys are with the...
Security.
Has anyone ever tried to stay here overnight before?
Not to our knowledge, because everybody complies with what we ask. What's your name, hon?
Haley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y. And
last
then,
name?
Fager, F-A-G-E-R.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Haley Fager. And just so you know, I rolled the house over to Jeff's house next door, parked it in his front yard, and got a great night's sleep.